This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Comic book superheroes generally know no boundaries. They might fly into space or visit the bottom of the ocean, but a boundary they don't usually cross is religion. That's about to change. Marvel is coming out with a very different kind of superhero. First of all, she's a she, and she's Muslim. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler has the details.
Identity is a central issue for the comic heroine called Ms. Marvel. So says the author, G. Willow Wilson.
Ms. Marvel is Kamala Khan, a young Pakistani-American teenager living in Jersey City who literally wakes up with superpowers and then has to figure out why she has them and how that fits into her day-to-day life.
Her superpower is the ability to shapeshift, even taking on different identities. Marvel editor Sana Amanat didn't read superhero comics growing up, so she wanted to create something that Muslim girls like herself could relate to. But the character is designed to appeal to a broader market, too.
It's for the little girls out there who feel like they're outsiders and they don't feel like they fit in.
In the past, female consumers haven't fit in the male-centric world of comic books. The industry mostly caters to young white boys. So there is risk in diversifying, but Marvel might just boost its audience and profits, too. Albert Ching is senior editor of comicbookresources.com, which covers the comic book industry. He says Ms. Marvel has done well in reaching out to people who aren't normally comic book fans.
Already it's getting a lot of buzz. I mean, I've seen people sharing items about it on Facebook and Twitter who I wouldn't normally expect to think about comic books at all.
A successful comic book will sell around 100,000 copies per month. We'll have to wait until the Ms. Marvel debut in February to say whether she's got superpowers at the cash register. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.